It seems like daily we serve up a sketchy AI story, and today, well, today is no different. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 7th day of March. Thanks so very much for spending time with us. In other news, you no doubt do not chew gum, and candy companies want to know why. 40 attorneys general have sent a letter to Meta. We'll share that story with you. Starbucks offers up some new menu items for spring. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, you need insurance for your home or business? Good luck. Insurance companies are pulling out of more and more regions of the country. And why? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're spending some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter? It is at @IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and Facebook, yeah, it is Insight on Business, the News Hour. The Justice Department is getting serious about bad actors that use artificial intelligence. The AP is reporting that the Justice Department is stepping up its focus on artificial intelligence, with officials warning that companies and people who are deliberately misusing the technology to advance white-collar crime, like price-fixing, fraud, or market manipulation, will be at risk for a harsher sentence. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said the Justice Department will take into account how well a company is managing the risks of AI technology every time it assesses a corporate compliance program. Such a program is a set of policies and procedures designed to detect misconduct and to ensure that executives and employees are following the law. The comments from the Justice Department's number two leader underscore the extent to which law enforcement officials are concerned about how the rapidly developing technology could be exploited by foreign adversaries or by corporate criminals to harm the U.S. The remarks were designed to put business leaders on notice of a legal responsibility to mitigate the risk of advancements in AI. It was another winning day on Wall Street as the three major averages all ended the day in the green. The S&P 500 closed at a new all-time high, and the NASDAQ rallied big time. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. There was a time when chewing gum was something most people did, but that habit has pretty much disappeared, and candy companies want to know what needs to happen so you can chew again. MACA, M-A-C-A, Make America Chew Again. The AP is reporting that gum's bubble burst during the COVID-19 pandemic, when masks and social distancing made bad breath less of a worry, and fewer people spent on impulse buys. The number of packages of gum sold dropped by nearly a third in the U.S. in 2020. That's according to Circana, a market research firm. Consumer demand has picked up only slightly since then. Last year, U.S. chewing gum sales rose less than 1% to 1.2 billion units, which was still 32% fewer than back in 2018. Although sales in dollars are back to pre-pandemic levels, that's mostly due to inflation. The average pack of gum cost $2.71 last year. That's a buck and a penny more than it did in 2018. Some manufacturers are responding to the bland demand by leaving the market altogether. In 2022, Mondelez International sold its U.S., Canadian, and European gum business, including brands like Trident, Bubblicious, Dentine, and Chiclets, to Amsterdam-based Perfetti Van Mel. Chicago-based Mondelez, which makes Oreos and Cadbury chocolates, said it wanted to shift resources to brands with higher growth opportunities. Other American confectioners are cutting slow-selling brands. Friera Candy Company, which is headquartered in Forest Park, Illinois, quietly ended production of Fruit Stripe and Super Bubble Gums in 2022 after more than 50 years in business. Mars, which owns the 133-year-old Wrigley brand, thinks it may have an answer to declining gum sales. The company is repositioning gum as an instant stress reliever rather than an occasional breath freshener. In January, the company launched a global ad campaign promoting its top-selling Orbit, Extra, Frident, and Yada brands as tools for, you guessed it, mental well-being. So now, you can chew your way to happiness. The company behind Facebook and Instagram is the target of a major concern when it comes to bad actors taking over the accounts of others and locking the owners out. The AP is reporting that a group of 40 states' attorneys general have sent a letter to Meta expressing deep concern over what they say is a dramatic uptick of consumer complaints about account takeovers and lockouts. The attorneys general called on Meta to do a better job preventing account takeovers. That's when, of course, malicious actors take a user's account, lock them out by changing their passwords and post their own material, read private messages, scam contacts, and engage in other harmful or illegal behavior. The letter asked Meta to take immediate action to increase mitigation tactics and respond to users whose accounts have been taken over. It also asked the Menlo Park, California-based company to provide information on the number of account takeovers in the past 5 years, the suspected causes of the increase in account takeovers, and safeguards it has in place. How about something very different this spring from Starbucks? The coffee chain has announced two new iced drinks. Iced lavender cream oat milk that features smooth matcha served with oat milk and topped with sweet lavender cream cold foam, and iced lavender oat milk latte. You get blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and the sweet and subtle floral notes of, yeah, lavender. The company is also launching new colorful merchandise to kick off spring. The seasonal items include vibrant cold cups, tumblers, water bottles, and even a pastel pink curved mug. Prices for the new items vary between $16.95 to $29.95. Us? No. The S&P 500 set a new record high a day ahead of a closely watched non-farm payrolls report, helped by a rise in chip names and a post-earnings jump in supermarket chain Kroger. Sentiment was also boosted after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, in his second day of testimony at Capitol Hill, said that interest rate cuts could likely begin this year. Across the Atlantic, the European Central Bank kept its key policy rates unchanged, but revised down its inflation projection. All of this caused the Dow to gain 130 points to close at 38,791, while the NASDAQ picked up 241 points to end the session at 16,273, and the S&P 500 banked a whopping 52 points to finish the day at 5157. In more news tied to data, Challenger's monthly report on job cuts showed that U.S.-based employers laid off their highest number of people since February of 2009. Additionally, the number of Americans filing for initial jobless claims in the past week came in unchanged at 271,000, matching the consensus estimate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow we'll be getting the non-farm jobs report, and that should be interesting. West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 10 cents to $79.03 a barrel at news time, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.088% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about home and business insurance and what insurance companies are doing to mitigate their losses. What are they doing? They're leaving. Natural disasters aren't just wreaking havoc on U.S. families and homes, they're causing an insurance crisis, writes Bloomberg. Carriers are shying away from regions susceptible to wildfires and hurricanes, to name just two calamities, and forcing homeowners to take state-created last resort plans. However, most states don't know where settlement money will come from. Climate-vulnerable states are the most exposed. Florida could suffer $525 billion in losses, and California roughly $300 billion in losses. Who pays the bill? nobody knows. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.